You gave me a cue, Dad.
All right, I'll give you a cue. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy two nights ago, and we got talking in the car. What is your top five Guardians of the Galaxy characters? We'll do like a top five countdown, starting from number five, the least popular in your mind, and number one, the best Guardians of the Galaxy character. You ready?
Sounds good.
Okay, so this is the top five from this eight-year-old's point of view. Top five Guardians of the Galaxy characters. Go ahead.
Number five, I have to say, it is Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon. Wait a minute. Now listen, I got to jump in here. Rocket Raccoon has got to be one of the most popular Guardians of the Galaxy characters that I'm seeing. You're saying he's the least. Why? Tell me why.
He is very more info than the money, and would always he's called Groot like an idiot. He would call Groot an idiot when, and at the end you can see that Groot really tried his best, and another reason is Rocket Raccoon was more in for the money than in it for to save the galaxy and to save the people. And if in one part he was the last one to stand up, and he only standed up because everyone else was, he said, and now I'm standing. Now you're happy?
But wait a minute. What about when those bad guys were attacking the Nova planet? He was down there. He told the Nova guys, you guys stay up there. We'll handle things down here. And he positioned all of his Ravagers to shoot the bad guys out of the air. He was really a hero. Don't you think that was worth something?
Well, you do have a point, Bill, but it took him a lot of convincing to really get in, to really do that.
All right, so Rocket Raccoon was only in it for the money. That puts him at number five. I you're going to get a lot of disagreement, I think, but we'll leave that where it is. Number four.
Gamora,
number four. She was excellent. How could she be number four?
Because really, I don't know. I don't have any place to put her in.
You don't have any place to put her in.
Any other place, because I just like Drax, Star-Lord, and Groot better. She would be low on the high on the list if I had another place if the list was extended. But this is really the only place I can really find her in.
She was a strong female character. I know you like that about Frozen. She was a strong character, but still number four.
Yep.
Okay. All right. She was not a damsel in distress.
She wasn't, but more like, but as I said before, I can't really find any other place to put her in.
Okay. So number four, because there's no other place, Gamora. How about, what's next?
Number three is Drax.
Drax? Him?
Yeah. Drax.
Why?
Because Drax was always, he's such, just that beast character. He has two swords. What? How can you not like two little blades?
Two swords, that's what does. Gamora had weapons.
I know, but he had two weapons. And Groot was kind of like the big character, but he really could stand up to really everyone.
Ronan kicked his butt.
Well, in the Guardians of the Galaxy, he could stand up to anyone, and you could say he helped kick his butt, because in the end, remember when they all were holding hands and like with the Infinity Stone, if he wasn't there, that probably could not have happened. And he holded Ronan back for a little. He won the accusal. He probably would have already enslaved Dio before Raccoon before they could even get Rocket Raccoon to be in the team.
All right, number three is Drax. Number two.
Groot. Yep.
I don't know whether I like where this is going. Groot, number two?
Yep.
Oh, man, Groot was the best. He was my number one.
I know, but Groot, because as he was, everything I'm going to say is good about him.
Okay.
He made sacrifices. He says he helped. He would point out when someone said something bad, and he, all in all, the only thing I don't like about him, the only thing that put him in number two, was even if was because he could only say I am Groot or we are Groot, which really wanted, and like, at least, and it was probably, I should blame this part on Marvel, because they should have at least put those little, like, words on the bottom.
You think it should have been subtitled?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Another one of your favorite movies, Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
All Chewbacca could say was...
Yeah, that's very true.
And they didn't subtitle him.
That's very true, but
and he was a good character.
But I'm not that much into Star Wars as someone might think I'd be. I mean, I know the lightsabers...
Yeah.
But I'm not, but I'm...
And fighting Darth Vader at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But I'm not
Jedi
as,
training.
But
how many,
I'm
how
all...
Many lights, how many lightsabers do you own?
I'm about... Wait, Dad. Dad, wait.
No, go on, telling me about how you're not a Star Wars fan.
Well, I'm a Star Wars fan.
What's printed on your sleeping bag?
I'm a Star Wars fan. Do not get me wrong.
Okay.
But I am more of a Marvel fan than a Star Wars fan, and I haven't even seen all the movies yet.
Okay. You haven't seen all the Marvel movies yet either.
I've seen most of the new ones.
You see the Hulk.
Yeah, but that was an old one.
Okay, that doesn't count.
And Groot was a straight-up beast. Just
Groot was a beast.
Just, or should I say, a tree.
Or a tree.
But, and Groot made sacrifices. He says, it's really, there's only one person that I would like better than Groot.
And that's your number one pick.
Star-Lord.
Star-Lord. Number one out of all of those great characters, Star-Lord's your number one.
Yep.
Why?
Like a lot of characters from the Marvel comics, when you lose someone, it's a great building point, and he brought the team together.
Okay, so you're saying that first scene where his mother dies.
That was a great building point for his character.
Mm-hmm.
And really with Drax and some other characters... was a great building point when if someone in your life dies and you don't avenge them, but you become a hero, well, because you don't want others' lives to be lost. And really, Star-Lord brought together the team. Star-Lord made sacrifices. He says, if you see in that one part of Gamora when she's out in space, he literally took off his space mask to lend it to her so she could survive. He made a lot of sacrifices, and if it wasn't for him, the team wouldn't be a team.
Right.
That it is today.
And he and you have something in common. Both big fans of John Stamos.
Who's John Stamos?
He's Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so number one is Star-Lord.
Yep.
Now, question is, this is a big one, so you can take some time to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the better movie, Avengers or Guardians of the Galaxy? Better movie, take some time and think. Don't just blurt out the first thing that comes to mind. Which was the better movie, in your opinion, having seen them both? Go.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. How can you say Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know. There was so much. The Avengers had. I'd put them kind of like in the middle.
No, you can't weasel out. One's got to be better than the other.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy, because one, the animation was better, but that's probably because it was animation gets better year after year.
Yeah.
And like those one part that you see in the TV show was like a video game. Like remember that one part like they finally got to one and like it like.
Yeah, he's looking over his shoulder.
I thought that was a really cool part of the movie. And the Avengers, it took a lot. Even though they'd already signed the Avengers contract after, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. already asked them, it still took them a while. To do it. I mean, the last 30, and it took them like an hour or in the movie time, because probably time fast forward, and the last 30 minutes was them fighting, but in Guardians of the Galaxy, really, it took them, it was exactly the opposite, and most of it was fighting, and action-filled movie, and I know it would be great if Guardians of the Galaxy had a lead-up thing into a movie, but...
But they didn't have the benefit of a lead-up, did they?
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't really have... If they had a lead-up, it would probably at least be like a 30-minute movie, which no one would buy.
No one would watch a 30-minute movie. Which was the better villain, Loki or Ronan?
Ronan.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Ronan better than Loki?
They both have many things in common. They both want to destroy the world.
True.
But Loki really has some tradition, I'll say, of losing control of what he's made. Ronan just gets so powerful, and same thing. He was more of the guy that was waiting for them to come, and the guy that would order stuff. The guy that if you didn't see him, you'd have a lot of backstory on him. He'd really be known to you once you see the movie. And Loki had a staff.
Okay.
But
Ronan had a hammer.
Ronan had a hammer.
Loki had a staff. What's your point?
A staff? And Loki would lose all of his power if that staff was taken away from him, because if you saw the special gear that he had on when he had the staff.
Okay.
But with Ronan, when his hand was taken away from him, he loses power, but he can still put up a very good fight.
So you are Guardians of the Galaxy all the way. You'd rather watch, if we were to go downstairs right now and put a movie in, you'd rather it was Guardians of the Galaxy and not Avengers.
Correct.
How many stars do you give this movie?
6.
Out of how many?
7.
6 out of 7 stars. Have you, we're coming upon the 15-minute mark, so we're going to wrap this up. With 30 seconds to go, have you ever seen a 7-star movie?
Really? No, I haven't yet.
Okay, so that's something that we're going to look forward to someday. How many stars would you give the Avengers?
5.
Whoa. Okay, a lot to discuss there. We're going to sign off, and this will be...
5.5.
The end.
The end.